The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Have you ever went into a bathroom and said, wow, this is a really nice bathroom? Like a public bathroom.
Yeah, you know, yes, actually I did once. I was actually down in Charlotte, North Carolina, when mm-hmm. we used to do the show down there. And there was a woman that was showing us like all these hotels down there because they wanted to sponsor our show. And they took me into, and I looked at the hotels, looked at the rooms. She said to me, let me take you to the pool area. And I said, look, before I do that, can I just run to the ladies' room? I go to the ladies' room. I walked in. I was like, why didn't you show me this? It was the most beautiful bathroom I'd ever seen in my life. And it wasn't even on the tour. I'm like, you should start here. It was okay. First of all, as soon as you walked in, there were couches, like lounge couches and all these mirrors. So you can go in and just, you know, put on your makeup or do it. You don't have to deal with the people who are pooping and peeing or the people washing their hands. It's its own area. Like how I picture Lady Gaga has when her glam squad comes over. You know, big comfortable chairs in front of mirrors, and you just go in there and just like touch up your lipstick or make a phone call or just get away from your date. I was like, wow, this is amazing. And then you walked in and it was this really modern, cool, clean. The toilets were like far apart. So if you're peeing, the next lady can't really hear you, you know? Oh my God, it was the most beautiful bathroom I've ever been in my life. It was the marble, everything about it was gorgeous.
Well, think about even the radio station we worked at. The bathrooms were a step up from any regular bathroom.
Yeah.
They had couches in them, and it was off the wall. So this place, I think in Minneapolis or something, they're putting together the best bathroom in the country. This one happens to be in Greenville, South Carolina. This is this one right here.
Okay. It's a public restroom? Is it in
public
a gym
restroom,
or something?
It's in a gym.
Okay.
And it has two step-ups, setups for post-workout selfies.
Oh, that's a thing now. So I see they have the gym logo and it looks like there's like sparkle and stuff around it. And then there's like a pole with all kinds of graffiti on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why this one is being considered, because it has like a cool geometric shape on the floor, but mostly it's because it has a giant wall for selfies.
In the bathroom. You really going to take selfies in the bathroom?
That's where the lighting is the best.
Really?
Yeah. Why do you think everybody does bathroom selfies?
Good point. But I'm thinking there's other people in there walking around naked or in the using the toilet, and they really don't want to be in your selfies. That's Core 24, Greenville, South Carolina, downtown.
Okay.
Fancy Flush. In Santa Rosa, California.
Really a name? Okay.
It's a private bathroom, dual suites, dimmable lighting, ambient mood music.
This is one of these bathrooms that you walk in and it's not just a toilet. There's a sink and like a little cabinet there. It's like your personal bathroom. It's like your bathroom at home,
right?
Except it's out in public.
The next one I'm going to call bullshit on, JFK Airport Terminal 4.
Let me tell you, people have not stopped talking about this bathroom. I've read so many think pieces on the bathroom at Terminal 4 in JFK.
Really?
Only because it's modern. It's a trough. Everything is automated. It's clean. It's not that it's so beautiful. It's just that it's beautiful for an airport. It's not what you would expect at an airport. The lighting is amazing. The lighting is like professional lighting. So I think it's not that the bathroom is so special. It's just that it doesn't seem like it would belong there.
Marble walls.
It looks like a hotel.
Right. Atlanta, Georgia. There's this Zen-like restrooms at this fine dining place.
Okay.
With candles.
It's a Thai restaurant, looks like.
Flowers. Look at that. You could live there.
Okay, all right, let me describe this. So this has, like, because it's Thai, it has a very Asian theme. Everything is red. But what's interesting about this is a very modern bathroom now. If you've been to, like, brand new restaurants where it's unisex and the toilets are just little rooms and then there's a whole wall of sinks as soon as you walk in. So anyone can use the sink. It's not near the toilets. And then you can go use the toilet privately and there'll be like a guy next to you, like your home.
Really? So men and women can use that room?
Yeah, but there's candles and there's flowers and it looks like there's actually, instead of the paper things, to, you know, paper towels, it looks mm-hmm. like this actual hand towel. So, yeah.
Another North Carolina, the Pump House. Spotless public bathrooms in downtown Kannapolis. So this isn't even a restaurant. This is public bathrooms and it's on the list.
That's interesting because it's literally like it's not attached to anything. It's not attached to a hotel or a restaurant. It's like here in New York, that's where the homeless people would hang out or where the junkies would go shoot up.
Right. So, no, people are going to Kannapolis mm-hmm. to go to the bathrooms there, I guess, the Pump House. And yeah. and that's not a place I want to go that's called the Pump House.
I was going to say, I think that there's nothing, not a lot of bathrooming going on there. I think there's a lot of, there's a reason why it's called the Pump House.
This is like George Michael hanging out in that yeah. bathroom. I don't want to know, but they say it's spotless. So I don't know.
Okay.
Illuminated fountain inside. Steamboat Springs, Colorado has another one. Public bathroom. It's another one. So this is becoming right. a thing.
But again, we don't, it looks like a little house. So we don't even know what it is. We can't even look inside to know why it belongs. It's not going to win because the pictures aren't good.
Right, but it should be on there if it's a public bathroom and people are loving it. Okay, the Fed County, Clarkston, Michigan. It looks like your grandmother's
is gorgeous. Bathroom. No. Okay, so you walk in and it's all vintage tiling. And in the women's bathroom, it says, "You are beautiful." And in the men's bathroom, it says, "Hey, handsome." And everything is vintage. So the fixtures are vintage. The mirrors are vintage. The wallpaper, it literally looks like you walked into, I don't know, if you have like a really cool friend that shops at Goodwill and always buys like
everything.
Great outfits. Like everyone has that one friend that's like, they have an amazing thing you've never seen. Where'd you get that jacket? Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nothing you can buy. So that's what this bathroom is like, that friend.
This is my favorite bathroom, this next one. It looks like an old New York City subway.
Yeah.
But it's in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's in the Two Cities Plaza. It's got graffiti. It's got the things where you hold on with the straps.
Strap hanger thing. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It looks just like a subway car.
Well, and it looks like the floor looks like it's the subway platform, which is really cool. And all the fixtures, everything about it looks like you're inside a New York City subway, which is, I think that's really kind of nice. Plus, it's super clean. So in that way, it doesn't look anything like a New York City subway.
They have station announcements over the speakers while you're in there.
Oh, that's not scary at all. Like you're peeing and suddenly someone's like, I'm like, it's very quiet. You're peeing. You check your phone for a text. Ladies and gentlemen. What the hell?
Watch out for train B coming on. Yeah. So, right. Okay, we have this other one in California. This is another park bathroom, Williams S. Craycraft Park in California.
But again, it just looks nice from the outside. Unless you show us pictures, we don't know why it's on this list.
Right, but it's really nice. So, So there you go. So my favorite is the subway car,
one,
and
yeah.
You like the old school grandma.
I like the it's not grandma, it's vintage, which is different. It's tasteful. It's, I mean, the thing about the vintage one, the Fed Community in Clarkson, Michigan, those tiles are super expensive. Like I want to go there and maybe like, I don't know, steal a mirror.
Also, when you go in there, you take like the basket.
Yeah, like I'm already planning. I'm looking. I'm like, okay, what size bag do I need? How do I get this out? Yeah.
No, looks like beautiful. My grandmother's, and it should have a little sign that says, don't pee on our, if you tinkle when you something, don't pee on our seat. I don't know, whatever sign she had in the bathroom. That's what it looks like to me.
If you sprinkle when you tinkle, please be neat and wipe the seat.
That's the sign they had on the toilet. So,
that's what the grandmas all had. Yeah. And they, okay. So my grandma had that. And then she also had the crochet doll that holds the toilet paper.
Oh yeah. That went over it.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. That wasn't freaky at all.
Yeah. She had a bunch of those.
When I'm a kid. But the thing was, I went back to that house, like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, same crap, still in there, not moved. Everything for the past 40 years has not moved.
Okay, so Xenon 936, I forgot about this. I still remember when you guys sent Cooper's ex-husband to the Charmin bathrooms in New York City live on air, remember?
That is true.
Yeah, when Charmin was doing that, that was super cool.
Charmin put up these bathrooms in New York City. And what, there was one or there were multiple? I can't remember.
No, there was a couple of them. Yeah, there was a couple of them. In the middle of Times Square, they did it.
Yeah, so we were reading the story on the air and we went, no, we got to send somebody down there and do a live broadcast from the bathroom. So we sent your husband to
right.
go down to the bath. Go use the bathroom and call us back live.
And he did, because at the time I was broadcasting from 42nd Street and they had those Charmin toilets on 44th Street and we lived right there. So I was like, I called him. I was like, go down there, use the toilet, call in, tell me all about it.
And he's the whole time going, this is an amazing bathroom. We're like, thank you. Nobody else. Who else in radio can bring this to you but us?